Greetings once again in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you all, my brothers and sisters. We are so grateful to God that this day has come unto us. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to be glad and rejoice in it. Shall we quickly read a portion of scripture before we proceed with our sharing today? I am going to read from Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. And I read, "Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." Hallelujah. I also want us to read from where we've been reading from, Matthew Gospel chapter 6, verse 11. He said, "Give us this day our daily bread." Give us this day our daily bread. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. Now, brothers and sisters, I believe we are all very familiar with the Genesis, the Exodus story, where God by his mighty hand took the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage and led them through the wilderness to the promised land. But according to the account, only two of them were able to make it to the promised land, Joshua and Caleb. They went through a whole lot of experiences throughout the wilderness. Some of them disobeyed. The Bible said these things were our examples that we should not err therein. Hallelujah. We are also being saved from the fetters of Satan. We who were once nobody, but God by his grace took us from the wiles of Satan, where we were bound with all sorts of life. Some of us had so much bad habits, chronic diseases, but by the mercies of God, we have been saved, we have been delivered, and we are heading joyously to that beautiful city of God. My brothers and sisters, as the Bible said, so many of them, God was not so much happy. He saved them, and later on, they were not able to make it. But interestingly, as they went through this wilderness experience, the Bible made us to understand that they were fed by this mystery bread. Hallelujah. They woke up one day and their fields were all white. And each and everyone said to his neighbor, "What is it? What is it?" They didn't know what it was. But Moses had already told, God had already told Moses that he was going to rain this bread, and gave Moses specifically that the people should go out and gather a certain rate every day of their life. They should gather a certain rate, and then he was going to prove them whether they were going to walk in his law or not. Hallelujah. God also in his own wisdom, when the disciples were entreating him to teach them how to pray, he said they should pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread." The children of Israel also, through their journey, they came to a place where for 3 days they needed water to drink. The Bible mentioned that the water that they where they got became so bitter. And so they named the place Mara. Brothers and sisters, we have also passed through so many bitterness, so many areas of our Christian journey, which has been so bitter. But in all this, God always turns our situation around because he has asked us to pray that we should pray for that bread. We should pray for our daily bread. Hallelujah. So the children of God, the Bible also mentioned that a certain rock followed them. And that rock that followed them was Christ. That rock was symbolic to them, a prefiguration that God was going to be the source of their spiritual life and nourishment in their bodies as they move through the wilderness experience. Brothers and sisters, we are also on a journey. We have heard the cry, the eagle cry, and we are soaring higher each day of our life. We are soaring higher. So many things are happening around the world, but we have heard the eagle cry and we are soaring. We are depending upon that bread that comes from heaven. Hallelujah. So when the Israelites woke up and they saw this mystery bread, they began questioning each other. What is it? And that is where that mystery bread got its name. Manna. What is it? They shouted, "What is it?" Because this mystery bread did not fit into their preconceptions. Hallelujah. It did not fit into what they already know. And more so, the instructions that was given unto them, that they should go out and gather a certain portion that is going to suffice them for the day. But human as they are, some of them became stiff-necked. They took more than necessary, and the Bible said the following day it went stale. It went bad that they were not able to live on that. Hallelujah. So our daily bread is something that is going to sustain us daily. God is training us. God is equipping us that in every area of our life, we must look up to him. He was going to be the source of nourishment. He was going to be the source of our life. The life that we now live we live by the power of God unto His glory. We don't live by ourselves. As the Bible says, our own righteousness is just like a filthy rag. We depend, our dependency is of God. So, brothers and sisters, let us always look up to this manna that came from above, the mystery bread. Hallelujah. We cannot receive the blessings that we are familiar with. Hallelujah. Most of us have become so familiar with God, but God is not a familiar spirit. Whenever we try to become familiar with something, that loses its value, that loses its power. But if we are going to put ourselves in the shoes of the children of Israel, the mystery bread that God fed them with, when they saw it, they said, manna. They shouted, what is it? That is how God wants us to hold on unto His word. We might not understand some of how God is leading us, how God is directing us, but if we just yield ourselves and say, Lord, what do you want me to know? Lord, what do you, in all this situation, what do you want me to learn? Then God is going to reveal it unto you, and you are going to stand in awe. You are going to be overwhelmed with the love of God. Hallelujah. We must all the time be able to receive the word of God, which is manna, as one receiving it for the first time. May we not question it. May we not try to apply our own thinking to it. If we don't understand it, let us ask God, what is it? Let us go to the spiritual source, our mystery bread from heaven, and God is going to guide and God is going to lead us. So, brothers and sisters, may we continually live in the love of God, in all His wonders. May we all the time be overwhelmed by the grace of God, the grace of God that has appeared unto all men. Hallelujah. The grace is that which is leading us. It is that grace that we are depending upon. Let us receive it. The Bible also said, except we are converted and become like little children, we will not be able to receive this mystery bread from heaven. What is it? Manna, what is it? When we are converted, what are some of the characteristics of a child? A child tends to believe whatever the parents tell him. A child is innocent. A child will not question anything that is being told him. That is what God is saying. If we are converted, and I believe, my brothers and sisters, we have received the message is humbling us. The message is leading us. The message is clothing us as we walk in this manner. As we walk seeking and asking God, manna, what is it? What is it that, Lord, you want me to do? Then God is going to what? Rain this mystery bread in your life. Let us not forget the fact that God saved them. They walked through the wilderness journey. But Bible said, God was not so much pleased with so many of them. Only two, Joshua and Caleb, were able to make it to the promised land. We also might have come out of denominations. We also might have come out of our systems. We also might have come out with all the isms and holding on to this message of the hour. But if we do not receive it, manna, what is it? Seeking that nourishment from above, seeking God to as the source of supply, then we are also going to fall short of the glory of God. But I believe God is going to strengthen us. God is going to give us of His Spirit. God is going to fight our battles for us. And we are going to overcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because He said, pray that the Lord will give you your daily bread. May the Lord richly bless us, my brothers and sisters, as we go about our day's activities today. Let us seek that mystery bread from heaven, and our life will be an example. Our lives will be overcoming this day. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.